Coming to you live from the west side of the High Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him, he's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hi.
What's up, asshole?
It's Friday.
Yes.
If you're listening as the show drops, if you're not, then that's fine. It's what podcasts are for. Listen whenever you like.
Just do it.
Just don't tell me it's your Friday, because you don't get your own Friday. It's been covered. Covered ground. Just saying. All right. Coming up on the show today, the song Chocolate Rain turns 10.
Man.
Chocolate Rain.
And I found an article on Vice that says Chocolate Rain is more woke than ever.
Huh.
We'll explore what that might mean. Plus, there's something big and gross in New Jersey, and it's not Chris Christie.
Oh, then what is it?
We'll get to that, of course. And a couple of questionable parenting decisions, as always.
Oh. Parents' ass.
I do this as a public service to Jason.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything fun coming up this weekend for you guys? Anything cool? I know Monday Night Raw is coming to Sacramento on Monday. I will be there.
Yes.
I have my tickets.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes, right. I saw that when we went to the Kings game, and I thought about you.
Yep. And last night we're recording this, but Monday Night Raw this past week, they said, tickets still available, so get at it.
Get at it.
If you want to go, there's still tickets there.
All right. I will keep that in mind.
You're not going.
No, probably not.
I like it. You didn't even bother to use your baby as an excuse.
No, I just probably wouldn't go to that.
Well, you can watch it on TV. And
I want to leave it back to the memory I have of when I went to. The wrestling show was coming through town, and Rowdy Roddy was there.
He's dead.
Hulk Hogan was there.
He's a racist.
Yeah, but like I had my hand out and I touched Hulk Hogan as he walked down the aisle, and it's pretty awesome. I won the tickets.
So
I think that was at the Cow Palace.
Oh, there is a local wrestling promotion that's having a show at the Cow Palace coming up in May. I was pondering going, but the Cow Palace is not in a, how shall we say, good neighborhood.
Is there any bad area anymore?
In San Francisco? There's plenty of bad neighborhood in San Francisco. But I thought about going, and I'm like, and then I saw it's like 7:30 to 11:30. I'm like, do I want to walk out of the Cow Palace at 11:30 at night? And I said, no, I don't. I don't. As much as I would like to see Cody Rhodes in a steel cage match against Joey Ryan and his penis. I make that reference because if you're not familiar, Joey Ryan was the wrestler who, probably about 8 or 9 months ago now, there was this clip that went viral about a wrestler who, I'll just say it, flipped a guy over using the power of his penis.
Oh yeah, right on.
I remember that. Okay, that's the guy. They're having a steel cage match.
Awesome.
Joey Ryan and his penis.
That penis was quite strong.
It was muscular.
It is. I shouldn't say was. It's still around.
Well, who knows if it's maintaining its workouts?
Yeah, it better be. Better be maintaining its workouts and weight.
And I mention it only because a lot of the guys on the card are guys who wrestle here locally in Sacramento at Supreme Pro Wrestling.
Oh yeah,
in South Sac. Yeah, a lot of the guys are from there. Hmm. Leslie and I and Ted and Becca.
I forgot about it until the.
Yeah, we're pulling in. I'm like, hey, because I'm like, how many seats do we want to get? I'm like, hey, Kareem, are you coming? He's like, oh, I forgot.
And it was one of those things where I was trying to think, like, there's something going on Sunday afternoon. What is it? Because I went and met one of my friends for breakfast.
Right.
And I was like, fuck, there's something going on Sunday afternoon, and I can't remember what it is.
I should put it in your Google calendar.
We'll do that next time.
It was their 17th anniversary show. Crazy show. There was a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
I saw the ladder, the guy do the...
The guy that got powerbombed off of the ladder onto the floor, but there were all of the other wrestlers were there to catch him.
Yeah, yeah.
But onto a group of other wrestlers. There was at one point one of the Fatus did a spot where he got powerbombed onto a stepladder that was lying on the floor. It wasn't supposed to be lying on the floor. It was set up on some folding chairs, but it fell down, and they went through with the spot anyway.
Oh.
And he left a big old dent in the ladder. Now, if you watch WWE, the ladders that they have in their ladder matches, they're all ladders they just went out and bought at, like, Lowe's.
Right.
They're all new. They look great.
Yeah.
They're just fresh for smashing. These ladders have been used to paint houses. They just went to everybody and go, do you have a ladder in your garage? Can you bring it?
Listen, I know you've been wanting to get a new ladder. I was hoping maybe you could buy a new one and we could have your old one.
Do you have an old ladder? Either that or they scoured Craigslist.
Yeah.
Craigslist for ladders or the new Facebook marketplace.
Do you have an aluminum ladder? We need an aluminum, not a plastic one, not a steel one.
Right. But we also brought Leslie's dad
out
to wrestling. And I knew he was going to, well, first of all, he enjoys a fight. And I knew he was going to have a good time because Leslie went up to the snack bar just before stuff was starting. And so he was sitting one seat over from me. And the first guy came out and the music hit and he walks out into the entranceway. And I can hear her dad laughing. He's having the best time.
Awesome.
So for, because it started at 4 and we got out of there a little after. So 4 hours, for 4 hours, somebody who had never watched the this yeah. wrestling just had a blast.
Awesome.
Had a blast. And it's $10. $10 once a month, and it's in South Sacramento. So if you're around Sac, go ahead and check it out. Support your local wrestling product.
Why not?
Jason, I'll tell you what. Next month, I will buy you a ticket and you can come with us.
All right.
Because then you can go to your wife and go, well, they bought me a ticket.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
There you go. We're going to go. We're going to go, and you're going to take it in. Now, it's not going to be the Hulk Hogan level of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Even at that point, but it's sort of like dragging somebody out to a local improv show.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's the same idea, and you're like, wow, these guys are actually pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Not all of them, but I've got my favorite. One of my favorites is a local guy. His name is Scoot Robertson. He's a bad guy, and I accidentally added. He's now my Facebook friend.
Uh oh,
not on purpose. It was one of those things where he had posted onto Twitter. Uh-huh. So I follow him on Twitter, which is fine. He posted a link to a Facebook thing, so I clicked on it to read what the post was, and like 20 minutes later, I see that he had accepted my friend request, and I'm like, I don't recall making a friend request. But either way, and the reason I mentioned Scoot in particular, not just because I enjoy his work as a heel, he looks like, Kareem, you'll appreciate this, he looks like someone sprinkled Miracle-Gro on Jason.
How's that possible?
He's taller.
Okay.
He's a little bit taller. He's a little bit bigger, but he's got the hair and the beard, and...
So you're saying I might be able to go there and play like his father or manager?
You could go there and be his sidekick.
Yeah.
Although he does not need a sidekick, nor does he require one.
Maybe I can help him.
I don't know.
Maybe I can help him.
But we started going to this because Ted Sampson decided he was going to boycott WWE because the McMahons are friends with Donald Trump and they support Donald Trump, and he does not. So he has cut himself off from the WWE product. He was boycotting it. He will not give it any money. He did come to the WrestleMania party.
He did.
But he did no contribution toward it because I was getting it anyway on the network. He's not subscribed to the network, so right. It's still intact. And that's why we started going, and we didn't go in February. Leslie and I did not go in February because we were in Seattle. Other than that, we have been to every show this year with them, and it's a freaking blast.
The last Sunday of the month.
I think it's the third Sunday of the month.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure when the next one is, but yeah, it's a fun time. So go out and check it out. I'm going to see if I can't possibly get somebody from the world of Supreme Pro Wrestling onto the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
At some point. Leslie said, you should try and get them. And I said, that's not a bad idea. I think I shall. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll talk a little. We won't talk any more wrestling than we just did.
Yeah.
But then we'll just sort of shoot the shit about stuff. So anywho, and of course, Monday, it's a classic episode of the Nate Darling Show. I haven't picked which one yet, but every Monday from now on, it's a classic episode as we've gone back to the uncensored episodes on Wednesday and Friday. So
yes.
Please enjoy those. All right. So who's Donald Trump pissing off now? It turns out it's Canada. Because why wouldn't you? I mean, they're a peaceful nation who does nothing but help for the most part.
Yeah.
So now let's start a pissing match. Now, you might have heard more recently that that there's something over soft wood, which is a whole other category. It started when Trump went to Wisconsin and he decided to talk about something he clearly knows jack shit about, which is the dairy industry. He said it's a disgrace.
Canada, what they've done to our dairy farm workers is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. I spent time with some of the farmers in Wisconsin. And as you know, rules, regulations, different things have changed. And our farmers in Wisconsin and New York State are being put out of business, our dairy farmers.
I know a little bit about this,
mm-hmm.
growing up on a dairy farm in a border state.
Please tell us about this.
Basically, in Canada, they decided, I believe it was in the early 80s, that they were going to protect small family farms because they found them to be not only important to the economy, but also to the national culture and the way of life. So the way Canada does...
So hold on a second. So they want to make sure they look out for their...
Particularly small farmers.
But they're people in their country. They look out for their fellow people.
Right. Meanwhile, in the United States, what ended up happening was you got bigger and bigger subsidies that essentially drove small farms out of business. The idea of a small family farm is really, for the most part, a fallacy at this point. There's still a few left here and there.
All you need is a big piece of land to get a subsidy.
Right. Hmm. And what's happened is farming has now become, in a lot of cases, big business. Now, there are farmers who are from the era of the family farm who were able to grow and get bigger and do this, but it's fewer and farther in between. So this is the genesis of it, specifically dairy farmers. So by the way, Canada is doing nothing to our dairy farmers. They do restrict imports on certain things into Canada. Big hairy deal. That's not doing anything to our dairy farmers.
Yeah.
So here's the response.
Let's not pretend we're in a global free market when it comes to agriculture. Mm-hmm. Every country protects, for good reason, its agricultural industries.
The fact is NAFTA, whether it's Mexico or Canada, is a disaster for our country.
We have a supply management system that works very well here in Canada. The Americans and other countries choose to subsidize to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, their agricultural industries, including their dairy.
What happened to our dairy farmers in Wisconsin and New York State, we're not going to let it happen.
Different countries have different approaches, and we're going to engage in a thoughtful, fact-based conversation on how to move forward in a way that both protects our consumers and our agricultural producers.
We can't let Canada or anybody else take advantage and do what they did to our workers and to our farmers.
They didn't do anything.
We just kept repeating the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Oh,
have you read the AP interview? The AP interview, the transcript of which is available everywhere, a week ago, he sat down with the Associated Press, and he mumbled through so much of it that the transcript has several places where it just says unintelligible.
I saw the transcript and I thought about it and I was like, nah, I don't need to lose any more brain cells.
I couldn't read through very much of it. If you go back to Monday's late night with Seth Meyers, go on YouTube and look at the closer look that he does. The one that was posted for Monday night, we'll have a little excerpt from there. It's all you really need to hear because it encapsulates kind of the bigger picture. There's a lot of repeating and using things like big, 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 and goes on from there. Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump is in Germany and she got booed when she was defending her father. And got a lot of fun. And I thought John Oliver did a really nice piece on Sunday on his show on HBO to really say, what do you know about Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner and their viewpoints? And the answer is really, you don't know anything. So if you're sleeping better at night because you think these two are keeping a rein on the situation, then you probably should wake back up. Because we don't know. And if you listen to Ivanka Trump talk, yes, she's poised and she talks very slowly and very clearly, but all she does is talk in circles and use talking points. It's all part of what that brand is. And she's a really great representative of that brand. But you don't know anything she's in favor of other than childcare for working mothers. Because it's expensive.
It is.
They haven't said what they're going to do, but they say it's important. I'm really wondering what it's going to be, considering everything else that they've done or proposed to do has nothing to do with anything but increasing military spending even more and taking funding away from programs for people who are less well endowed in the wallet.
Yeah,
well. Shall we say so. Be interesting. Meanwhile, in Australia, a man said unwanted visitors have been streaming to his home after Google Maps mistakenly labeled it as a pizzeria. Dear Google. Jason, what's your address? Michael McElwee, who's 69, said it seemed like a simple mistake had been made when someone showed up at his Darwin home to deliver magazines meant for a pizza restaurant. But soon another person showed up seeking a job at a pizzeria. He said that would-be pizza customers started knocking at his door, and that led to the discovery that Google Maps had incorrectly labeled his house as Cucina Sotto l'Estel, a pop-up pizzeria located in a park near his home. He said, it's like getting your identity stolen. Your house has been stolen and put in as a pizza shop. My daughter's been approached by people wanting to know at what time we open. I don't know how many people have turned up at my house thinking it was a pizza place.
Hey, it could have been worse.
It's true. Yeah. Could have been a brothel. The error was reported to Google. They corrected the map and put it in its current location. So all's well that ends well, and I got to do my mediocre Australian accent. So there you go. It's really about indulging me at this point.
It is called The Nate Darling Show.
Sure, sure. It's like, you know, imagine if I were president. Meanwhile, a Frederick County, Maryland couple has removed a popular series of YouTube videos which show them pulling pranks on their five young children after accusations that the pranks were abusive. Mike and Heather Martin of Ijamsville, Maryland, I think that might be a typo, had posted videos of orchestrated pranks which often left their children crying and visibly upset. The internet outrage after the family posted a video of Heather explaining to viewers that she planned to spread invisible ink and flip out. In the video, parents curse at the young children with a young child crying and swearing he wasn't responsible. Eventually, the father tells the son, it's just a prank, bruh.
Oh, man.
If you call your child bruh, then you deserve all sorts of scorn. I'm just saying.
I was kind of rooting for him at first.
Until
he called his son bruh.
Parents didn't need their asses whoops.
In another video, Mike Martin tells his young son he's the only one of his siblings not going to Disneyland because he misbehaved.
That should be a new segment, parents who need their asses whooped.
Oh, well, we can look into that. You compile and I'll present. According to the Baltimore Sun, a police report was filed in North Carolina where the biological mother of two of the children lives. A Martin County Sheriff's Office said the incidents happened in Maryland and they could not take action. Police in Frederick County, Montgomery County, and Baltimore County are aware of the videos. Questions were asked about whether the children were being exploited. The family posted videos claiming the children were in on the joke. Are you okay? The father asks. Yeah, the child cheerily answers. Are you upset? He continues. Nope. The kid responds. It was all a prank. It was all a prank, the children echo. That's what they'll tell their therapists later. Heather Martin blamed critics for inflicting negative attention on her children, saying, to all you haters, you are the ones that give our children drama. You are the ones that cause us problems and try to embarrass us and embarrass them. By Friday, the videos on the Daddy05 YouTube channel had been deleted, with the exception of the one titled Family Destroyed Over False Accusations. Oh, it's unavailable. Boo. In which the couple explains the scenarios were exaggerated and often scripted from their five children's ideas. So the videos are fake. They're over-exaggerated. Some videos are scripted. The kids' ideas, we acted them out. He said, my kids love the YouTube channel, and we love our fans. In retrospect, he says he should have disclosed the videos weren't reality earlier, but he didn't want to disappoint anybody. So there you go. A video blogger, Philip DeFranco, compiled and was critical of the Daddy05 videos. Let's see if any of these exist. Oh, here we go.
Fantastic Monday. Welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show. And a quick note for today.
Let me, yeah, it's the Philip DeFranco Show, everybody. So here's one of the videos that he compiled. We'll take a listen.
So, I got a prank for Cody.
And then once the prank begins, the tone changes.
Get your fucking ass up here!
What the fuck?
What did you do?
What the fuck?
I didn't do that!
What the hell is that?
I didn't do that!
You tell me what you did!
I swear to God, I didn't do that!
Cody! Cody,
I did do it.
You're taking it.
The fucking lion again.
You are going to lose your allowance and everything.
We didn't do this.
Yes, you did.
Stop.
Yes, you did. It's just a prank, bruh.
And so there was a range of anger.
What a dick. Jason, you're a parent of a young child. Kareem, you're a parent of a grown child.
No, that's not. No.
I don't care if that was the kid's idea.
Yeah.
To be cursing and yelling like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Is never good for kids.
They need to be punched in the throat, both of them.
Oh, they need to be punched in the dick, both of them.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. I'm always hoping that, like, I don't know why I still have this.
Even if they did do that, that was way over the top.
Yeah. I always hope, you know, when I hear these things that, like, oh, you know, the people are just overreacting. You know, it's just a funny joke. They're playing pranks on the kids, similar to like Jimmy Kimmel's, you know.
Sure.
What is the Halloween candy prank, which is funny.
He does a bunch of pranks, but
yeah. You know, like, I thought it was going to be a funny prank. And, like, it wasn't. It was just them screaming at their kids. Like, and the kids screaming back. Like,
screaming and cursing at the children.
Yeah, yeah, using the F-bomb, like saying fuck, like, what'd you fucking do?
And these are like 5-6-year-old kids.
Yeah, man, like, that is, like, you think she yells like that, like, that she probably really, that's her, that is not an act, that is the way that chick is, like, when she gets upset.
Can you imagine being her coworker? Can you even imagine if she inhabited the next cubicle over?
Oh, man.
How life would suck.
I don't think she would survive. I don't think she'd be. There's a reason she has a YouTube channel and is able to make these videos.
What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I screamed profanities at my children on YouTube. What about you?
I think I need to get some more coffee.
Oh, boy. So, anywho.
Man.
Yeah, that was.
Man, fuck them.
Right? That was a huge.
That's so fucked. Like that. Like that is just like you. Even if it's planned, even if it was planned, like, it wasn't. Like, and I can tell just from the way like that. No, kids aren't. They're not that good of actors.
No.
Like.
Mm-mm.
You realize at a certain point. I think that I can see where the kid probably realizes it's fake at a certain point. Like when he starts, like when the kid starts, like kind of yelling back a little bit. You know.
Right.
Like the kid knows what's up.
Right. But even if they hip them to the fact that it was fake.
Yeah, no.
Why are you putting a kid that age into that environment?
Yeah, it's just horrible, man.
It's bad times. All right, it's time for Cooler Tool. Okay. First up, Justin Trudeau. Jason.
Wow, man, that guy is so cool that he might just be as cool as Miles Davis.
Kareem.
Justin Trudeau's cool. He's not Miles Davis cool, but he's cool.
You know what's interesting? Justin Trudeau, his dad was the Prime Minister of Canada for quite a while. So he also, like Donald Trump, is somewhat a child of privilege. But that doesn't always mean you're a dick. Just saying.
Just saying.
Justin Trudeau is cool. I'm next in Cooler Tool. Pizza, Kareem.
Pizza is cool.
Jason.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's cool.
All right. You know what? When we get to that story from New Jersey, you may change your mind.
Oh, no.
That's coming up later on in the show. Pizza's tool. Tool. And you'll see why soon. And finally in Cooler Tool, mocking your children. Mocking your children. Jason.
Well, there's a difference between, like, being mean to your kids, like, in that video, but mocking your kids, like, that's cool. That's being a parent, and it's cool.
Kareem.
Mocking your kids is cool. What they did was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think mocking your kids is a necessity to prepare them for bullying. Exactly. See, that's what happens. If you don't mock your children, how are they going to be prepared when they go out in the world and there's, what I'm going to use air quotes for, bullying? Because a lot of what I hear about that's bullying isn't really bullying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying bullying doesn't happen. I'm just saying every time I hear bullying, it's not really bullying.
Yeah. Well, like, people get so mixed up and twisted. Like, they think somebody being mean to them is being bullied.
Right.
And, like, that's a completely different
thing. I've heard of people who think that someone ignoring them is bullying them.
Yeah.
You're bullying me because you're ignoring me. No, I just don't care.
I wasn't necessarily the most popular kid in school, and I could have been bullied, but it didn't happen because I did stupid stuff like stuff myself in the locker. So I took the fun out of anybody else doing it.
Well, sure.
And I also wanted to figure out how to get out of the locker.
Well, sure. It's important to know these things. So bully your children is what we're saying. No. Mock your children.
Mock your children.
Gentle mocking.
Just a gentle mocking.
Gentle mocking. It'll also teach them to laugh at themselves, which is a fantastic quality to have. People who can't laugh at themselves end up like Donald Trump. That motherfucker cannot laugh at himself. And look at him.
He can't laugh at anything.
Well, it's true.
He laughs at stripping people's rights and money away from, like, he is like Mr. Burns.
Read the Constitution. What's that? I don't know. All right. So that's Cooler Tool. So 10 years ago, the internet, it was not in its infancy, but we hadn't really had a ton of viral videos yet, at least not the big YouTube celebrities. And then this song happened.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain.
All right, so when this hit, people were focusing a lot on the awkward young African-American dude singing the song, including me. I didn't really think much about it.
Yeah.
The video got over 100 million views.
Yes.
And when I saw this article, I'm like, this is interesting. It's apparently... you know, the author wrote about it, they were laughing when they listened to it, and then they really listened, and they were like, wow, this is really deep, and finally realized what Tejan Day was singing about. It was racism. And you didn't think very deeply about it. so he's not the first person to sing about racial inequalities. By the way, if you don't get the metaphor, chocolate rains black people. Kareem, just explain it to you. Is that anything that flashed on your radar before and we just all completely ignored? Jason, were you thinking this was a song about races?
I was obsessed with the song when it came out.
Right, but why?
Because I was like, I can't believe the voice that's coming out of this kid.
Right.
And then I listened to what he was saying and I was like, wow, like, I should not be mocking this if I was mocking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do remember it.
Kareem, why haven't we heard more about Chocolate Rain in the past 10 years?
I don't know where he disappeared to.
Well, I'm sure he's around somewhere. But I mean, wouldn't you think this would be something people would point to and go, hey?
No, because they, like you said, they got caught up in the him and the voice and not necessarily listen to what he was saying.
Right. In the video where he, in between verses, he comes away from it and even put a caption on the screen to say, I move away from the mic, want to breathe in. So yeah. He doesn't get the... I mean, it's pretty deep. Yeah, it's a metaphor for racism and the... So, yeah. So listen to it again on its 10-year anniversary.
Give it another 100 million views.
Yeah, it's at 112,950,171 views.
Wow.
And 106,845 assholes thumbs it down.
How many?
106,000.
Wow.
Almost 107,000.
They still had to listen to it, so he got paid.
He got paid.
Oh, yeah. So I'm curious now. Let me. I'm going to go to his YouTube channel. Oh, he's still got some stuff out. 4 years ago. That's his home video. Let's see. Oh, he's telling stories, reciting poems, and reading sometimes the games. Of course, this is from 5 years ago. He hasn't uploaded anything in quite a while. What happened to Tejon Day?
And I saw him in something like a week or so ago, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, here's the 10th anniversary acoustic original song. Is this him doing it? Oh, hold on. No, here he is. Here he is yesterday talking about, not yesterday, but this would be Monday, talking about the border wall.
Cut right to it. The Mexican border wall is in the news. It's holding up the federal budget. They're debating over whether there's going to be funding for a border wall, presumably to reduce the amount of illegal immigration from Mexico. I felt a little bit ignorant about this topic, so I was looking at the Pew Research Center, a nonpartisan fact tank.
What? You didn't know what it was, so you did some research and used a nonpartisan source to do it? That crazy Tejon Day.
Get out.
That's what he's up to. That's what he's up to. So, yeah. Nobody knew how woke it was. It was woke before woke was a thing, Jason. Woke.
Gotta stay woke.
Because I just happened upon that. I love when I happen upon something like
right.
that. And to just be able to go, oh, yeah. Because I actually downloaded that song and put it into my iPod at the time. So I would listen to that song just driving around.
Yeah.
With my windows down. People were like, what's that shit?
What's he listening to?
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, police are trying to determine who shipped 10 pounds of marijuana from California to a pastor in the Philadelphia suburbs, Jason.
I had to get rid of it. I wanted to make a donation to the church.
You were supposed to pick that up when you and Lester went out there.
The Yeadon police tell Fox 29 that the drugs arrived last week in bundles stuffed into a plastic bucket inside a cardboard box that was delivered by UPS. The package was sent from Sacramento, Jason.
Found me out.
But the woman who received it is a church pastor who tells authorities it wasn't meant for her. Police believe someone else might have been instructed to watch for the package but failed to pick it up. The police chief said the pastor is very upset and traumatized and afraid someone might come to her home looking for the drugs. That's probably a
good thing to be afraid about.
Yeah. Police are hoping surveillance video from a drop-off location will identify who shipped the package. That's weird, right?
Man,
so somebody shipped 10 pounds of pot.
So, temp job I had working for a company that did legal documents,
mm-hmm.
that happened to them, but it was like meth.
Oh, hell, 10 pounds of meth?
Yeah, and they called the cops. Well, actually, they ended up with like poison control and the cops out there because, you know, it's like a crystal powder. So they thought somebody had sent them like some some nerve gas or something.
Oh, hell.
So, you know, they had the bomb squad and everything to clear out the building and check the, and then it turned out to be meth.
Nice.
Some guy was like, damn it.
That's right. A lot of weird stuff happens in Sacramento. I'm not going to lie. You can't deny it. There's a lot of very odd people around this place.
Not as bad as Florida yet or Ohio.
No, nothing like that. But you think Sacramento, go, oh, it's boring. Nothing happens there. and then just some really weird shit happens. Like someone mails 10 pounds of weed to Pennsylvania out of nowhere. I mean, it is legal here, but not by that much. Yeah. So. Anywho, let's go ahead and do this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Ah, I like our new voice lady. She read that, you know, like, the fucking grievances.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, it's much better. Let's see. Kareem, anything chewing at you?
If you want to drive crazy and kill yourself, go for it.
Okay.
But don't kill me in the fucking process.
Oh, yeah.
Do that.
I had to go out to Isleton last week for work,
uh-huh.
and you know, I'm coming back from out there, and it's Highway 12. They make you drive with your lights on anyway because it's a bad place to drive, and people drive like idiots.
Yes, sir.
So I'm coming back, patting myself on the back for not shitting on myself for driving on that levee road. For y'all people that aren't familiar with Sacramento, the Delta region, in like there's levee roads where it's you, there are two sides to the road, and then on one side there's no shoulder, it's water,
mm-hmm.
and then the other side is a steep drop off.
You're basically driving on top of a long hill.
Yeah, so it's a pick your poison. Like if you're gonna run off the road, make sure you figure out which side is the side that water's not on. So I'm coming back from there on Highway 12, and like I said, pat myself on the back. And I look up, and I see this car coming towards me. And I'm looking, but I'm thinking, that car, why is he over there and everybody else is on that side?
Mm.
And as we get closer, I'm realizing that he's in my lane. This dumbass tried to pass a semi and three cars.
So he's in a hurry.
Yes.
To die.
To die. And I had to slow down, almost slam on my brakes to keep him from hitting me head on.
Well, we're glad you made it.
Because he didn't have enough room to get up. So if you want to drive crazy and kill yourself, go for it. Don't take nobody else with you.
That's true. Yep. Veer off into the nether, if you will. Jason?
I'd just like to give a big fuck you to the prescription plans that are out there.
Oh, okay.
Just let them all know that they're fucking assholes.
Oh.
The fact that they make you, like, run around and take other medications when there's a better one on the market for you,
but they
don't want to carry it, or they don't want to pay the money that it costs, but you subscribe to them, and that's what your doctor has recommended that you take. And then, you know, they're fucking assholes. They're like, oh, nope, you need to try the other medication first because we don't want to give you this. But it's like, if the fuck doctor thinks that that's the best medication for you to fucking have, then you fucking cover it. I don't give a fuck. You know why I don't give a fuck? Because you're taking my money anyway. I'm paying for this service. And then I'm going to pay a copay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck you. Like, fuck you guys and your asshole.
Yeah, if you want to go, if you want to do something like go, oh, we don't, that's not one that we prefer to cover, make the copay higher. Even if the copay is a little higher, at least you can then get...
They do that in the fucking first place.
Exactly.
Like, they already do that in the fucking first place.
Well, they're dicks.
They're it's just so fucking ridiculous. Like, if your doctor recommends and says that that's the best medicine for you to have because you're sick,
mm-hmm.
You're fucking sick and you need a medication, that's not your chance to fucking say, you know what? It's a little rich for our blood. Why don't you try this other stuff which has more side effects, probably not going to work as good. You're going to have to do a lot more lab work with this stuff. a lot more pain, but it only costs us like $5.
Why do you hate capitalism, Jason?
Because it does not work in this type of situation. Like, capitalism should not be where you're deciding people's fucking health. Like, your health should not be a concern about somebody making fucking money from it. Mm. And it shouldn't be that way. And it shouldn't fucking be that way. Like, and then like, fuck you fucking farm, like, prescription fucking companies, fucking Sandoz, fucking whatever the other ones. What's the one that
Merck?
Fuck you guys. How many fucking hundreds of million fuckings of dollars do you spend on advertising for shit that should not be fucking advertised to the general public, you fucking idiots? Like, I don't need to know what type of fucking medication to take. You know who needs to fucking know what type of medication I should take? My fucking doctor.
Well, that's why you should ask them if it's right for you.
Fuck you. Fuck all of you guys. Like, I'm sorry. Get the fuck off of TV. Get the fuck off. Like, do your fucking job and help people get fucking healthy. If a doctor says you need it, then you fucking need it. So fuck you. All of you guys.
You can thank Ronald Reagan for that.
Well, yeah, fuck Ronald Reagan. Fuck everybody else who's fucking allowed it to happen since fucking Ronald Reagan. Fuck all you guys for fucking looking the other way. So fucking companies like Merck and other prescription companies can make fucking millions of dollars off of the unhealthy, sick people that are out there. Fuck you guys. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. That's the place to do it. It's the airing of the grievance. That is a grievance. It's very much a grievance. So I'll just say this. Now, wait until the new healthcare plan to repeal and replace Obamacare comes in. It'll be great. It'll be huge.
No,
be
because
great
you
for
know
everybody.
Why, you know why it's not good? Because Obama, like, American Healthcare Act wasn't good either because of this fucking thing. They still look the other way.
That's why you repeal and replace it.
Yeah.
On day one.
Yeah. Fucking asshole.
On day one.
Say, remember when they say privatized, that doesn't mean that some company's going to come in and do the and provide the service. No, the government's going to pay that company to provide the service.
Yeah.
Well, sure. It's working great for the prisons, too.
Yes.
They incarcerate like nobody's business.
Exactly.
Just saying. My grief, I'm not as angry about it as Jason is, but I'm a little irritated with people who keep making excuses for Hillary Clinton losing the election. I don't know why this is a thing again all of a sudden. I know there was a poll that came out the other day that said Donald Trump would still beat Hillary Clinton. And I keep seeing people posting articles basically absolving her of any responsibility at all for losing the election, despite the fact that she ran a terrible, terrible campaign, could not even remotely control the narrative, and lost to a buffoon. I voted for her because my other option was a steaming pile of maggot-infested feces. A lot of other people said, there's no difference because she's the same. Was that true? No. Not at all. But the fact remains, she bears some responsibility in losing the election because of the way she handled everything. And to sit there and make excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse and never go, you know what? Yeah, there were a lot of things that worked against her, but she did a shit job. Is only going to lead to more things like President Trump. It can't help but. Because when the Democratic Party does nothing but go, oh, it was all this other stuff. It wasn't what we did. We didn't do anything wrong. People are like, you know who thinks you did something wrong? The voters. The people who didn't bother to vote. It's not about the people who turned out to vote for Trump. It's about the people who didn't turn out to vote at all. In states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Well, fuck those people for being bitches.
Exactly.
Fuck those people
exactly.
For being pouty ass bitches.
Exactly.
So.
But she bears responsibility for them not coming out.
They were pouty ass bitches.
She and the Democratic Party bear responsibility for not getting those people out to vote.
They are as bad as the Republicans who vote for party because it's party.
Sure. And the people who only vote on the issue of abortion. One way or the other. I'm only voting for this. That's the only reason I go out to vote.
Well, you know, we have Trump, and just like the great words of Mick Jagger, sometimes you don't get what you want. You because you can't always get what you want.
It's true, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need.
And I guess we needed Trump.
But the bottom line, stop making excuses for it. Go, how about you be a little introspective and go, what did we do wrong? Where did we make mistakes?
Too easy to point the finger, bro.
And yeah, and it's all about denying. It's, you're not getting yourself anywhere, and you're dooming everybody to more of this fucking nonsense. Yeah. So stop it. Stop it. All right. Fucking. First of all, even if you think, why are you even bothering to share that on social media on the constant fucking basis? And it's like, oh, don't tell me that Bernie Sanders would. Bernie Sanders would have kicked his ass 6 ways to Sunday because he would have won every single fucking state that she won, and he would not have lost several of the key states that she lost. And that was the difference in the election. So fuck you that Bernie Sanders isn't a Democrat. He was running as a Democrat, and it was perfectly legal. You know who's not a Republican? Donald fucking Trump. But you know what he is? He's the goddamn president now because of this fucking arrogant attitude. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this shit. Because you care more about your fucking party structure than you care about the actual American people and governing the country so that it matters.
Shit, fucking Dave's taking his shirt off.
Fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. Fuck the people that stayed home and fuck the people who make excuses because you're all so far into your own shit that you can't even see.
Oh my God, I think there's a tear in his eye and he just tore his shirt. He tore his shirt off. Fucking Alex Jones over here.
And we're not going to take it anymore. All right, so that's the airing of the grievances. Meanwhile, in Georgia, not the one here where it's hot and sweaty, but the one over in the Russia part of the world, astonished residents of a city in the Republic of Georgia captured footage of what appeared to be a man riding in a drone-carried hammock. Check that out, fellas.
It's their new delivery system for wives.
Right? The video captured by witnesses shows what appears to be a man lounging in a hammock carried high over the city in a large hexacopter drone. Onlookers expressed worry for the man's safety, while others questioned whether it was an actual human in the hammock. There's a little, we're playing a little video here in the city. There are people yelling things, but it's in whatever language they speak there, so it wouldn't matter. basically, it later emerged the figure in the hammock was a mannequin, and the flight had been orchestrated as a publicity stunt by a local business.
I was going to say, what kind of fucking drone is that?
It's a big one. They have it with the 6 arms. They make them big now. When they were talking about delivering shit on Amazon but via drones, that's the type of thing they were talking about.
Or equipping them with ARs so they can snipe and kill people in like apartment buildings and stuff.
Oh, we're going to go full Black Ops, are we? Okay. Listen, here's what you don't know. Here's what you don't know about the drones. They are already watching you. You can't hear them. They make no sound at all. In fact, they sound like birds chirping. You hear a bird chirping, it's really a drone spying on you, ready to shoot you in the face.
Oh, Alex. Oh, gosh.
All right.
Can you hear Robin Quivers to your Alex Jones?
It would be weird if Robin Quivers was on Alex Jones' show. I'm just saying, that would be trippy as shit.
She's just sitting there laughing with him and just like trying to calm him down. And
you know. Oh, Alex.
You're horrible, Alex.
Terrible. All right. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, there's a massive taco pizza that's drawing huge crowds to the eatery. Let me throw this up here for you guys to take a look at on the big screen. From Tony Bologna's in Atlantic City. There it is. It's the taco pizza.
That looks disgusting.
they posted almost sold out with the orders. Need to order through our website for today. We will have it by the slice all day. Oh, this pie has a few vegan tacos for the animal lovers out there.
Get the fuck out of here.
How much would you pay for a taco pizza? It's basically a pizza with a bunch of tacos on top of it.
I paid fucking $15 for that shit.
It's $75.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
And it's only available every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
It began as a specialty on the restaurant's secret menu, but quickly became a fan favorite because apparently their fans are fat stoners.
it's not fair to categorize.
So nasty.
Like, yeah. The owner told Pix11 that he came up with the strange delicacy on a whim after receiving a request from a group of young customers, saying, a bunch of kids came in and they were stoned as hell and they were like, yo, dude, make us some tacos. The legendary pie features the homemade queso oaxaca, carne asada, chipotle asada tacos placed in a ring around the surface of the cheese pizza with guacamole and sour cream placed in the middle. Since its humble beginnings, the taco pizza has become so popular that the restaurant urges customers to pre-order their pie to ensure the order is fulfilled, saying, we had 286 on pre-order last I checked. We had 40 people waiting for the whole taco pizza, another 30 or 40 waiting for slices. So maybe 350 pies will do by the end of the day.
Oh, good for them.
The pizza has become so renowned that customers from across the world stop by to have a taste to varying degrees of success, saying, we had a guy from Sweden who was here at the shop at 6 in the morning, waiting till we opened so we could get the taco pizza. I had to break the news to him that it wasn't Tuesday.
Yeah, I will say.
hey, Swedish guy, it's not Tuesday. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, I will say that the Oaxaca cheese sauce does have me, like, I would probably try that. Like, that I've had Oaxacan queso before, and it's pretty delectable.
It looks like a platter of tacos.
Yeah, I would not have thought. I did not.
Except the platter is a cheese pizza.
I didn't even see the pizza the first time I saw it. Like, I was like, are those like pizzas folded in half like tacos?
No, they're actual tacos.
Yeah, actual tacos.
Actual tacos on a pizza. Kareem, would you be interested?
No.
So let's try that again. Now do you understand why pizza is tool?
I threw up a little bit in my mouth seeing that.
Yeah, I think it's on the pizza there. I think it's on the back side.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's what it looks like to me. So, yeah, you got to go to New Jersey to get that. But, hey, if you want to, go for it.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right. A former Florida middle school teacher got in a little trouble. Let's wait for it to load. Oh, it's going to keep loading. Yeah. Yeah. Facing multiple charges, including DUI and battery on a police officer. Oh, it's going to be one of those where it's music over text, so I'll just tell you about it. Serena Parker, who's 43, is shown on tape telling the trooper, I want to kiss you. That's in dash cam video obtained by WTVJ. If you don't stop looking at me like that, I'm going to kiss you. Parker, who troopers say was driving with her 10-year-old son in the car, at first said she wasn't the driver and tried to leave to use the bathroom. As she goes through sobriety tests in the video, her speech seems slurred. She was arrested, and after troopers put her in the patrol car, she kicked one of them in the groin.
Should have kissed her.
She can also be heard complaining about the students she taught, which, you know, that's probably about right. She was released on bond the next day. She faces charges of DUI, DUI with property damage, careless driving, and battery on a police officer, which is a felony. A felony. Now, Kareem, you remember the Florida State Senator who was free and easy with his use of the N-word?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if we talked about it on the show. I know you posted it on social media. Well, he's resigned a week ago. And here's the thing. How did he get in there? Well, he unseated Democrat Dwight Bullard with an aggressive $1 million campaign in a district that favored Democrats. But the long list of expenditures filed with the Florida Division of Elections by his political committee, Veterans for Conservative Principles, also raised some questions. Like, why did the committee hire a former Hooters calendar girl and a Playboy model with no political experience as consultants? Were the payments related to a trip to the Kentucky Derby or a fishing tournament in Key West? What was the more than $51,000 in reimbursements to him for?
Oh, man.
Heather Thomas, a former Hooters calendar girl and waitress at 101, a restaurant and bar in Tallahassee, was paid $2,000 between March and June of last year. The expense report lists the purpose as consultant. Her friend Brittany Singletary is a waitress at Stetson's on the Moon in Tallahassee. She was paid $1,500 with three checks covering three of the same dates and listing the same purpose. His political consultant, David Custin, refused to comment on why they listed the expenditures as consultants. He said, "You don't have a leg to stand on to be asking these questions. There's nothing there."
It was a bit, that was very rude to the person was in a wheelchair that he said that to.
Right. He's a Republican and a Marine Corps veteran. By the way, just because you were in the military doesn't mean you're not a fucking asshole.
Exactly.
Thank you for your service, you fucking asshole. He entered the race for the Southwest Miami-Dade County District after it was redrawn last year. Following a bitter redistricting battle, the race became the second most expensive legislative campaign in the state. It was a brief victory because he only lasted until April. Charges he violated the Senate conduct rules with a profanity-laced tirade at a Tallahassee bar in which he called his colleagues in the Senate racial slurs. Complaint filed by Senator Perry Thurston from Fort Lauderdale, who was with Senator Aubrey Gibson of Jacksonville. He referred to Gibson as a bitch and a girl, and made references to some white Republican senators as the N-word. I'm not going to say it because there's no need. He withdrew the complaint after the resignation. To many who knew the guy over his six-year career in state legislature, there were two sides to him. One was a ferocious advocate for his legislation, proud father of two daughters who boasts about their accomplishments on the softball field. The other is domineering, quick to anger, and prone to insults, especially when he drinks. Oh, so he's a dick.
Yeah, so one of his daughters is lesbian and the other one likes brothers. That's what he was really mad about.
Yeah. So, anywho, he's no longer an issue. But if you're wondering about the ladies, one of them, one of the ladies that was hired, she indicates that she is the owner of Hot Cheeks Bikini. And lists previous experience as Hooters waitress, where she was chosen to be one of the 2012 calendar girls. The other lists her occupation as bartender and highlights her selection as Playboy Miss Social Model. So there you go. Turns out the guy who spews racist shit is also kind of crooked.
Huh.
What does one have to do with the other? Nothing, nothing necessarily, but I like to say where there's smoke, there's fire. In certain instances, you know, because it's just weird. All right, so I have some shocking news to you from our Thailand bureau.
Uh-oh.
You didn't know we had a Thailand bureau?
Bangkok!
We've got news from Bangkok. Apparently, water from the sacred pond believed to cure illness, because in the southernmost province, they had... They were pulling drinking water from the sacred pond. It's a black pond, by the way. Let me show it for
sacred.
You guys here. Yeah, it's sacred because it's black, as all things are. Turns out it's actually contaminated with feces.
Oops.
Instead of being the magic cure-all, they said that it will actually cause stomach flu. Officials took action after rumors spread among residents that water from the pond cured a man's blindness and that drinking the water can make the sickness go away. The health officials are going to talk with religious and community leaders in the area to create an understanding and encourage residents to drink sanitary water.
But that doesn't have the good stuff in it.
Well, I guess you would feel if you had that and you got the flu and you were just shitting your brains out because of it, you would probably think, oh, it's getting the sickness out of me.
Yeah, right. It's curing me.
Sure, just like leeches used to cure people. It's the 21st century, but not everywhere. No. Here, Arkansas, places like that.
Yeah. So, not here, Sacramento, but
here in anywhere where they're drinking sacred water. Is what I'm saying to you. If you think water is sacred, you're not operating in the 21st century. And I don't care if you're going to Lourdes to go to the fountain there, because that's all voodoo too.
I curse you. Everything you've done to me has been done to you.
Right. Meanwhile, now this could have made small town news, but I thought, nope. This is going to make my new award. This is the bad parent of the week, and we've had a lot of them so far.
Yeah, your rant came at a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Headline: Police say mom used child's name for a credit card.
That is not uncommon.
That's been happening since the beginning of credit cards.
Sure. Well, the Plainfield mom in Vermont is in trouble after police say she used her 7-year-old child's name to get a credit card. According to the state police, Jessica Lavoie, who's 28, opened the account and made several purchases. She was cited for false personation. false personation. I never heard of that. So she's going to be in court in June.
She's buying it for her daughter.
Was she? it's unclear whether she was making payments or not. Let's go to the comments. Someone from Virginia commented, just goes to prove credit card companies only really care about money, not accurate fact and background checking. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Thanks. Somebody else commented, apparently she didn't think of how this would ruin her child's credit once he or she turned 18. And then they never do. And then the helper goes, without payments of the charges, will default within a year and follow the credit report 7 years after that. She'll be 15, not 18 when that happens. Not that I'm defending the mother, just stating facts.
Man, thanks, Scott.
Fuck you, Jim Stephen from Dover, New Hampshire. Fucking New Hampshire. By the way, when you comment on something, if you have to sign in with Facebook and it posts your job, you might want to be careful, because Brian Chaput from North Country Union High School said a friend always joked when certain tenants had a baby if it would be named Verizon or Comcast.
Sprint.
Yeah. So yeah, it's And then there's a bunch of people saying, people do these things all the time. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Glad you...
It's bad parenting. That's the fucking point. It's bad fucking parenting.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Let's.
Why not?
Let's do that.
Small town.
All right, this is big news. From Scroon Lake, New York. Not screwin' late. It's Scroon Lake.
Huh.
This is big news there. The existing Stewart's shop, located at the corner of Route 9 and Dock Street in Scroon Lake, is slated to be raised and rebuilt larger this fall. For those of you not in the know, it's basically an overglorified mini mart.
Yeah, and it's where Stewart's soda comes from.
Ice cream, too.
Yeah, that's their stuff.
It's a chain in New York. With the purchase of a single-family home behind the current store, Stewart's is hoping to expand the shop size from 2,500 to 3,700 square feet. The new store would be built behind the existing building with increased space allowing for a wider selection of food, including pizza. Well, because you can't get that shit just anywhere. The store has been a staple of Main Street's landscape since its opening in June of 1980, and some of the employees have been working at the location for almost as long. I think that tells you more about the employment situation there than anything. Employee Lindsay Reynolds said the prospect of an increased product line will be better for summer and hopefully attract more people to the store. Preliminary plans for the new store were presented by the company real estate representative during a meeting of the Scroon Town Board. Hey, they're expanding too. Over the past year, 6 new stores and 10 remodels completed by the end of 2016. They're going to increase from 2 to 3 fuel dispensers, too, including a diesel pump, Jason.
Oh, well, that's good.
Sure. The new layout would move fueling stations further back from the curb, as well as change their orientation. Oh, no, they're turning them gay. What? They're turning the pumps gay. What is going on? Hold on. Let me...
I wonder if any of them are going to transition.
There we go. Let's start that over from the beginning. The pumps are transitioning to facing the other way. They're going to have 27 parking spaces, and they're going to tighten up the curbs too.
Yeah, tighten it up.
Going to add some picnic tables overlooking the lake and adjacent town park. Well, there you go.
It's going to be the place to be, man.
In Scroon Lake, that's going to be the place to be. And that ain't a joke either. I've been through Scroon Lake. There's no reason to stop there unless you got to take a dump or something.
Scroon Lake, where Nate sometimes stops to take a dump.
No, I wouldn't even stop to shit on Scroon Lake. Just saying. I mean, it's better than Albany, because Albany is like the fucking armpit of the world, but...
That is true.
Yeah, we drove through Albany.
Yeah, how was that?
It looked desolate and sad.
Yeah, it is. It is.
A bullet!
Yeah, but there was talk that when Chris was getting her... The job that she has right now,
mm-hmm.
When the person that runs the program had told her, hey, you know, there's this position coming up, I'd like you to apply for it. We didn't know what job it was or what she wanted to talk to her about.
Right.
And we thought maybe they were going to try to do a California Council of Science Technology would do a New York Council of Science Technology,
mm-hmm.
which would have meant that we would have ended up having to possibly move to Albany.
Nobody should be subjected to that.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, I'll start some improv there.
No.
Dude, you have no idea.
I know. But, you know, I make the world better with just one improv comedy club at a time. Mm-hmm. So.
No. You like your nuts where they are?
Yeah, why not?
Dude, yeah, you know how cold Albany is?
Oh, yeah, no, I know how cold it gets.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, once you think about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Google Albany, New York, and look it up all the great things about it. And by the way, note that all the pictures you'll see are in the summer.
Where was it? We were looking. We went to this place. Where were the War of 1812? There's a fort something that's right
there. Ticonderoga?
Not Fort Ticonderoga. It's a small town that's right there, though. That's right on the lake. And
there's a bunch of shit through there. That's where they fought the War of 1812.
And yeah. There's a cool theater there. I was like, that would be cool to take that theater and just, you know, have a summer theater. Anyhow.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That would be great for 3 months. What are you going to do the other nine?
Live in the top of the place.
Yeah. It's bad times.
Bad. Those were very bad times.
It's true. They hold on. Let me,
those were very bad times.
All right. I heard the world premiere of this song when I was in Philadelphia. And I said, well, I heard it like 1,000 times because Leslie had the Philly's hit music station on the whole time. It's Harry Styles.
Oh.
And he did this on Saturday Night Live, and he fucking killed it. So, fuck you if you're hating on Harry Styles, because this is some pretty good shit.
Was Harry Styles in One Direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
So he's like this generation's Justin Timberlake.
Maybe.
Possibly.
We'll have to see.
Let's see.
But he has a mean falsetto. Falsetto.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
That's true.
Hey!
All right, we're going to wrap it up and get the hell out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. Classic episode on Monday. We'll be back next Wednesday with a fresh new episode. Lots of bitching and cursing, because that's what you've demanded.
Yeah, you fucking right you did.
That's right. Enjoy some fucking Harry Styles, you ungrateful cunts. Bye!
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.